Day 4. Thereupon the world honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, saying he got this. Some Bhikkhus and Bassanis were arrogant, some Upsakas were self-conceited, some Upsikas were unfaithful. Those four kinds of devotees were 5,000 in number. They could not see their own faults, they could not observe all the precepts. They were reluctant to heal their own wounds. Those people of little wisdom are gone, they were the dregs of this congregation. They were driven away by my powers and virtues. They had too few merits and virtues to receive the Dharma. Now there are only sincere people here. All twigs and leaves are gone. Shariputta listened attentively. The Buddhas, having attained the Dharma, expounded to all living beings by their immeasurable power to employ expedients. I caused all living beings to rejoice by telling them stories of previous lives, parables, similes, and discourses, that is to say, by employing various expedients, because I knew their thoughts, the various teachings they were practicing, their desires, their natures, and the good and evil karmas they had previously done. The sutras were composed of prose, gayas, and gayas, and contents of them were miracles, parables, similes, upsadesis, and stories of the previous lives of Buddhas and their disciples. The reason why the sutras were expounded were also given. I expounded the teaching of Nirvana to the dull people who wished to hear the teachings of the lesser vehicle, who were attached to birth and death, and who were troubled by many sufferings inflicted on them because they had not practiced the profound and wonderful teaching under innumerable Buddhas. I expounded this expedient teaching in order to cause them to enter the way to the wisdom of the Buddha. I never said to them, "You will be able to attain enlightenment of the Buddha." I never said this because the time was not yet ripe for it. Now is the time to say it. I will expound the great vehicle definitely. I expounded various sutras of the nine elements according to the capacities of all living beings. I expounded various sutras because those sutras were the basis of the great vehicle. Some sons of mine are pure in heart, gentle and wise. They have practiced the profound and wonderful teachings under innumerable Buddhas in their previous existence. I will expound this sutra of the great vehicle to them and assure them of their future Buddhahood, saying, "You will attain the enlightenment of the Buddhas in your future lives. Deep in their minds, they are thinking of me and observing the pure precepts. Therefore, they will be filled with joy when they hear that they will become Buddhas. I know their minds. Therefore, I will expound the great vehicle to them." Any Shravaka or Bodhisattva who hears even a gathe of this sutra, which I am to expound, will undoubtedly become a Buddha. There is only one teaching, that is, the one vehicle. In the Buddha worlds of the Ten Quarters, there is not a second or a third vehicle, except when the Buddhas teach expediently. The Buddhas lead all living beings by tentative names of vehicles in order to expound their wisdom. They appear in the worlds only for the one vehicle. Only this is true, the other two are not. The Buddhas do not save living beings by the lesser vehicle. They dwell in the great vehicle. The Dharma they attained is adorned with power, concentration of mind, and with the power of wisdom. They save all living beings by the Dharma. I attained unsurpassed enlightenment, the great vehicle, the truth of equality. If I lead even a single man by a lesser vehicle, I shall be accused of stinginess. It is not good at all to do this. I do not deceive those who believe me and rely on me. I am not greedy or jealous because I have eliminated all evils. Therefore, in the worlds of the Ten Quarters, I am fearless. I am adorned with the physical marks of a Buddha. I am illumining the world with my light. To the countless living beings who honor me, I will expound the seal of the truth, that is, the reality of all things. Know this, Shariputta. I once vowed that I would cause all living beings to become exactly as I am. That old vow of mine has now been fulfilled. I lead all living beings into the way to Buddhahood. Seeing people of no wisdom, I thought, if I teach them the way to Buddhahood, they will be distracted. They will doubt my teachings and not receive it. I know that they did not plant the roots of good in their previous existence. They are deeply attached to the five desires. They suffer because of stupidity and cravings. Because they have many desires, they fall into the three evil regions or go from one to another of the six regions, only to undergo many sufferings. Through their consecutive previous existences, their small embryos have continued to grow up to become men of few virtues and merits. They are now troubled by many sufferings. They are in a thick forest of wrong views. They say things exist or things do not exist. They are attached to the 62 wrong views. They are deeply attached to unreal things. They hold them firmly and do not give them up. They are arrogant, self-conceited, liable to flatter others, and insincere. They have never heard of the name of the Buddha or of his right teachings. For thousands of billions of kalpas, it is difficult to save them. Therefore, Shariputta, I expound an expedient teaching in order to eliminate their sufferings. That was the teaching of Nirvana. The Nirvana which I had expounded to them was not true extinction. All things are from the outset in a state of tranquil extinction. The Buddha's sons who complete the practice of the way will become Buddhas in their future lives. I expounded the teaching of the three vehicles only as an expedient. All the other world-honored ones also expound the teaching of the one vehicle with expedience. The great multitude present here shall remove their doubts. The Buddhas do not speak differently. There is only one vehicle, not a second. The number of the Buddhas who passed away during the past innumerable kalpas was hundreds of thousands of billions, uncountable. All those world-honored ones expounded the truth of the reality of all things with various stories of previous lives, parables, similes, that is to say, with innumerable expedients. All those world-honored ones expounded the teaching of the one vehicle and led innumerable living beings with expedients into the way to Buddhahood. All those great saintly masters who knew the deep desires of the gods, men, and other living beings of the worlds revealed the highest truth with various expedients. Those who met a past Buddha, who heard the Dharma from him, and who obtained various merits and virtues by almsgiving, or by observing the precepts, or by patience, or by making endeavors, or by dhyana, or by wisdom, have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. Those who, after the extinction of a Buddha, were good and gentle, have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. Those who, after the extinction of a Buddha, erected billions of stupas, and who purely and extensively adorned those stupas with treasures, such as gold, silver, shell, agate, ruby, and lapis lazuli, and who offered those adornments to his sharias, or those who made the mausoleum of a Buddha with stone or brick or clay, or with many kinds of wood, such as kandana and aloes or alak, or those who made the mausoleum of the Buddha with heaps of earth in the wilderness, or the boys who made the stupa of the Buddha with heaps of sand by playing, have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. Those who carved an image of the Buddha with the proper physical marks in his honor have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. Those who made an image of the Buddha with the seven treasures, or those who made it of copper, gold alloy, nickel, pewter, lead, tin, iron, wood, or clay, or those who made it of plasterwork have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. Those who drew or caused others to draw in color a picture of the Buddha adorned with physical marks, each mark representing 100 merits, have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. The boys who by playing drew a picture of the Buddha with a piece of grass or wood, or with a brush, or with the back of a fingernail, became able to accumulate merits one by one, having great compassion towards others. They attained the enlightenment of the Buddha, taught only bodhisattvas, and saved many living beings. Those who respectfully offered flowers, incense, streamers, and canopies to the image or the picture of a Buddha enshrined in a stupa mausoleum, or those who caused men to make music by beating drums, by blowing horns and conches, and by playing reed pipes, flutes, lyres, harps, lutes, gongs, copper cymbals, and offered the wonderful sounds produced thereby to an image or picture of the Buddha, or those who sang joyfully in praise of him for his virtues, or those who just murmured in praise of him, have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. Those who, without concentrating their minds, offered nothing but a flower to a picture of the Buddha, became able to see innumerable Buddhas one after another. Those who bowed to the image of a Buddha, or just joined their hands together towards it, or raised one hand towards it, or bent their heads a little towards it, and offered the bending to it, became able to see innumerable Buddhas one after another. They attained unsurpassed enlightenment, saved countless living beings, and entered the nirvana without remainder, just as fire dies out when wood is gone. Those who entered the stupa mausoleum and said only once, Namu Buddha, without even concentrating their minds, have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. Those who heard the Dharma in the lifetime of a past Buddha, or after his extinction, have already attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. The world-honored ones in the future will be countless in number. Those Tathagatas also will expound the Dharma with expedience. The Tathagatas save all living beings with innumerable expedience. They cause all living beings to enter the way to the wisdom without a shravas of the Buddha. Anyone who hears the Dharma will not fail to become a Buddha. Every Buddha vows at the outset, I will cause all living beings to attain the same enlightenment that I attain. The future Buddhas will expound many thousands of myriads of millions of teachings for just one purpose, that is, for the purpose of revealing the one vehicle. The Buddhas, the most honorable bipeds, expound the one vehicle because they know all things are devoid of substantiality. The seed of Buddhahood comes from dependent origination. Leading teachers expound the Dharma with expedience after realizing at the place of enlightenment. This is the abode of the Dharma and the position of the Dharma. The reality of the world is permanently as it is. Gods and men are making offerings to the present Buddhas of the worlds of the ten quarters, the Buddhas, as many as there are sands in the river Ganges, who appeared in these worlds, are expounding the Dharma for the purpose of giving peace to all living beings. They know the highest truth of tranquil extinction. They have the power to employ expedience. Although they expound various teachings, their purpose is to reveal the Buddha vehicle. Knowing the deeds of all living beings and their thoughts deep in their minds, and the karmas they have done in their previous existence, and their desires, natures, and powers to make efforts, and also knowing whether each of them is keen or dull, the Buddhas expound the Dharma according to their capacities, with various stories of previous lives, parables, similes, and discourses, that is to say, with various expedients. I also do the same. I show the enlightenment of the Buddha with various teachings in order to give peace to all living beings. I know the natures and desires of all living beings by the power of my wisdom. Therefore, I expound various teachings expediently and cause all living beings to rejoice. Shariputta, know this. Seeing with the eyes of the Buddha the living beings of the six regions, I thought, they are poor and devoid of merits and wisdom. They incessantly suffer because they are taken to the rough road of birth and death. They cling to the five desires just as a yak loves its tail. They are occupied with greed and cravings and blinded by them. They do not seek the Buddha, who has great power. They do not seek the way to eliminate sufferings. They are deeply attached to wrong views. They are trying to stop suffering by suffering. My great compassion was aroused towards them. I for the first time sat at the place of enlightenment and attained enlightenment. For 3 weeks afterwards, I gazed on a tree or walked about thinking, the wisdom I obtained is the most wonderful and excellent. The living beings of the six regions are dull and attached to pleasures and blinded by stupidity. How shall I save them? At that occasion, King Brahman, Heavenly King Sakra, the four heavenly world guardian kings, great freedom god, and the other gods of each world, and thousands and millions of their attendants joined their hands together towards me respectfully, bowed to me, and asked me to turn the wheel of the Dharma. I thought, if I extol only the Buddha vehicle, the living beings of the six regions will not believe it, because they are too much enmeshed in sufferings to think of it. If they do not believe but violate the Dharma, they will fall into the three evil regions. I'd rather enter into Nirvana quickly than expound the Dharma to them. Yeah, but thinking of the past Buddhas who employed expedience, I changed my mind and thought, I will expound the Dharma which I attained by dividing it into three vehicles. The Buddhas of the worlds of the ten quarters appeared before me when I had this thought. They consoled me with their Brahma voices. Good Shakyamuni, highest leading teacher, you attained the unsurpassed Dharma. You have decided to expound it with expedience after the example of the past Buddhas. We also expound the three vehicles to the living beings, although we attained the most wonderful and excellent Dharma. Men of little wisdom wish to hear the teachings of the lesser vehicle. They do not believe that they will become Buddhas. Therefore, we show them various fruits of enlightenment. Although that we expound the three vehicles, our purpose is to teach only bodhisattvas. Shariputta, know this. Hearing the deep, pure, wonderful voices of the lion-like saints, I joyfully called out, Namu Buddha. I thought I appeared in the defiled world just like the other Buddhas. I will expound the Dharma according to the capacities of all living beings. Having thought this, I went to Varanasi and expounded the Dharma to the five bhikkhus with expedience because the state of tranquil extinction of all things is inexplicable by words. That was my first turning of the wheel of the Dharma. Thus the words Nirvana, Arhat, Dharma, and Sangha came into existence. I said to them, for the past innumerable kalpas, I have been extolling the teaching of Nirvana in order to eliminate the sufferings of birth and death. Shariputta, know this. Then I saw many sons of mine, thousands of billions in number, seeking the enlightenment of the Buddha. They came to me respectfully. They had already heard expedient teachings from past Buddhas. I thought, I appeared in this world in order to expound my wisdom. Now is the time to do this. Shariputta, know this. Men of dull capacity and little wisdom cannot believe the Dharma. Those who are attached to the appearances of things are arrogant. They cannot believe it either. I am now joyful and fearless. I have laid aside all expedient teachings. I will expound only unsurpassed enlightenment to bodhisattvas. The bodhisattvas who hear the Dharma will be able to remove the mesh of doubts. The 1200 arhats also will become Buddhas. All the Buddhas in the past, present, and future expounded are expounding and will expound in the same manner. The Dharma beyond comprehension, I also will expound it in the same manner. The Buddhas seldom appear in the worlds. It is difficult to meet them. Even when they do appear in the worlds, they seldom expound the Dharma. It is difficult to hear the Dharma even during innumerable kalpas. It is also difficult to meet a person who listens to the Dharma attentively. It is difficult as seeing the Udambara flower. The flower loved by all living beings and treasured by gods and men blooms only once in a long time. Anyone who rejoices at hearing the Dharma and utters even a single word in praise of it should be considered to have already made offerings to the past, present, and future Buddhas. Such a person is rarely seen, more rarely than the Udambara flower. The Buddha said to the great multitude, all of you, do not doubt me. I am the king of the Dharma. I say to you, I will expound the teachings of the one vehicle only to bodhisattvas. There is no Shravaka among my disciples. Shariputta and other Shravakas and bodhisattvas know this. This wonderful Dharma is the hidden core of the Buddhas. The living beings in the evil world of the five defilements are attached to many desires. They do not seek the enlightenment of the Buddha. Evil people in the future will doubt the one vehicle when they hear of it from a Buddha. They will not believe or receive it. They will violate the Dharma and will fall into evil regions. Extol the teaching of the one vehicle in the presence of those who are modest, who are pure in heart, and who are seeking the enlightenment of the Buddha. Shariputta and others know this. As a rule, the Buddhas expound the Dharma with millions of expedients as stated above according to the capacities of all living beings. Those who do not study the Dharma cannot understand it. You have already realized the fact that the Buddhas, the world-honored ones, employ expedience according to the capacities of all living beings. Know that when you remove your doubts and when you have great joy, you will become Buddhas. Here ends the first volume of the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma, and ends day 4.